I just checked my reflection and I realized that I look like the Hamburglar today.
But you're like the Hamburglar's bratty Gen Z daughter.
Yes, I'll take that.
She's like, I'm not going to follow in your footsteps, Dad. I'm not going to steal hamburgers.
You look like Wednesday Addams goes to college.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's good. All that to say that we are looking and feeling very, oh wait, I guess it's not Halloween. Fall. Festive.
Autumn.
It's spooky season.
It's spooky season for sure. I just binged a lot of that Chilling Adventures of Sabrina show last night.
Oh my god.
And I'm fully in spooky mode now.
I love that show only because it is fully demonic.
I really like how they've gone really Satanist with it. I respect just that.
Fully devil worshiping.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because that's what witches do, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just like everything on Netflix to me. I'm just always, I never know what's happening. But then I realize it's because I'm never paying attention.
Same.
Or even like making an effort. I'm always doing my nails and texting. And then I'm like, yeah. I'm 7 episodes into this season. Why don't I know what's going on?
I'm guilty of that too.
Never is fine. Sabrina's fun though.
It's a fun show. And I feel like I'm learning very elementary things about these witch rituals and Satanism. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm learning.
I know a lot about the devil, which helps. You know, you have 12 years of private school and, you know, you're an expert in Satan. I think that's like the antithesis of what they want. I don't like worship the devil. I'm just aware of him.
That's fair. Know your enemy.
Exactly. You know. Whatever.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Wait, we already did the song.
Hey.
It's Smell You Later, your favorite podcast about scents and smells.
We love it. Sable and I have been talking about eyelash extensions for the last half hour.
We have, yes.
But now we're on to fragrances.
We're coming back to the topic at hand. Tynan, what are you smelling today?
Okay, so this is our pumpkin spice episode. And I was getting ready today and I was like, what is my pumpkin spiciest fragrance? And since
your
I love...
Your pumpkin spiciest fragrance?
I mean, it's a good question to ask yourself. Since everything I love is gourmand, I had quite a bit of contenders, but what I landed on is called I'm Home.
I'm sorry, that name is so funny.
How is that funny?
I'm wearing I'm Home.
The name does kind of suck. It's from Lush, another Lush fragrance that I love. Upon further research, I am coming to realize that I don't know that this is available anymore. But I think it might still be in store, but it's not available online. So sorry. But this is a very, very, very gourmand scent. Almost too much for me, but also that doesn't really exist. It's just a blend of basically every spice in the spice cabinet, like brown sugar, cinnamon. There's a lot of cocoa, a lot of vanilla. It just kind of smells like a spice bread or a spice cake. It makes no apologies for it. I really like it. It's super warm, super fun, really sweet. Not cloyingly sweet, but then I don't, again, know that I am the best judge of that because there's no such thing to me. I really like it. And I like the concept of coming home for the holidays and whatever. So that's what I'm
wearing. See, now the name makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm home. It smells like fresh baking spice breads.
Exactly. That's it's really nice. And I would like to smell it on someone else too. But I'm since it's not available anymore, I'm not going to give up my bottle. So it's fine. Sable, what do you smell like?
I smell like Ex Nihilo Celeste Queer. Queer is C-U-I-R. That's the French word for leather.
Ooh.
And I realize when you say it out loud, I'm like, different thing. But
gay rights.
Yeah. It's a gay rights perfume. It's a leather. Well, yeah, queer equals leather. So it's a leather scent. It's very musky and woody. To me, it smells like a really fancy leather jacket and lipstick.
Ooh.
Yeah. It has that warm kind of like irisy powderiness that I love about everything, or that we love about everything.
Yeah.
And it's leathery in kind of like a buttery warm sense. Like it's not like a sharp tanniny leather. It has black pepper, violet leaf, galbanum, ambretta, osmanthus, patchouli, cypriol, and akigalawood. I don't know what that word is, but
it sounds beautiful when you say it different ways.
But
so.
Yeah. I just smell. I feel like this is like the bad bitch motorcyclist. Like in my head, I have like the fragrance commercial version of what Keira Knightley from that Chanel ad when she like leaps out of a window after a one night stand onto a motorcycle and like speeds away on a street in Paris.
Honestly, very me.
I was like that, but except she's like a reluctant heiress to some sort of fancy Italian, I don't know, rich people thing, but she doesn't want to do what her family wants. So she just wears a lot of leather and rides motorcycles. I don't know.
I love that.
She's probably a vampire too. Who knows? But yeah, I feel fancy and rich and a little rebellious.
My favorite leather moment is I do not know the right way to say it. And I ask you every time because I'm very insecure about it. John Varvatos. Varvatos. Do you say Varvatos?
It's, I don't know. Is it Varvatos or is it Varvatos?
I've also been told Varvatos.
I have never known this.
This is the thing. We're not going to pronounce everything right on this podcast. Okay, you can leave as many reviews as you want, and that's fine. Actually, I don't read the reviews. Then I start on one of my numerous tangents. Anyways, you know when Beyonce said never make fun of someone if they say something wrong because that means they've only read it and you shouldn't shame people for reading or something? She said that once. Wow. And I like think about it every day.
So if Beyonce said it, you have to do it.
Thank you. Anyways, the John Varvatos scent smells to me like a chai latte spilled into a leather jacket, and I love it. Ooh. It's like I think it's the first fragrance I ever like really bought for myself at like 16, and I still wear it to this day, and I'll never be without it.
Those fragrances are like so critically lauded.
They're really,
they
really
always
good.
Win awards.
I mean, they're just very good, dude.
I've never walked into a John Varvatos store.
They're available in like counters.
Oh, okay.
You know, in Sephora. Right. They're very.
Got it.
The newer ones, I will say, like, aren't that good. They did a collaboration.
Wasn't there like a Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, I was just going to say. They did a collaboration with Nick Jonas. And I think they may have actually done two. Maybe
that
just
sounds
one.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, because I think they just sent me the second one during my time in New York. And I was like, ooh, Nick Jonas. And I smelled it and I was like, never mind.
What does Nick Jonas smell?
It was quite bad. But the first, I will say, the many of them are very, very good. I don't have buyer's remorse about a lot of things, mostly just because I buy myself everything I want. Probably about 10 years ago, they did a perfume called Rock Volume 1, and it was like coffee and tobacco and Ooh. Smoke and leather, and I knew it was limited edition when it came out. I was like, I don't know, 21 or something, and I never bought it. And I think about it like once a week, and wow. I like scour the internet. I will pay someone for like half bottle of it.
It's not on like eBay.
I have tracked it, tried to track it down, and it just doesn't exist. I've talked to the people at the company. I've talked to the people at like the manufacturer and Givaudan. Like, oh my god, I would like love to get my hands on that. I feel like, you know, like talk like trying to sweet talk the right people. They're like. Yeah, anyway.
This is like a secret scandal that they're like, they'll never see the light of day.
I know. I've like gone to the top and people just like do not care. It must not have, I don't know. Bring it back.
They don't speak of it. Fine. That's mysterious. That would actually probably make me more interested in it.
I know.
I was like, a mystery. Let me investigate.
I should have been like team treat yourself back then. I was just team broke.
Team broke. Oh, well, just fine. You were looking out for you.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, well.
Anyways.
What were we talking about before we got on John Varvatos?
Your tangent? Leather princess perfume.
Okay.
We love leather scents.
We do.
You love leather scents.
I do. Anyway, so when we were thinking about seasonal or holiday episodes, we're like, well, we have to talk about the one scent that dominates autumn. Of course, pumpkin spice.
Calling all the basic bitches. I'm kidding. I love pumpkin spice unabashedly.
Dude,
I mean, obviously.
Low-key, high-key love pumpkin spice.
And listen,
I will go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
And order one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The last fall that I lived in Madison, I would go to Starbucks like all the time. So they knew me. And
to the point where they knew me.
Oh, they absolutely knew me. Also, like the bar I worked at was like a block away. So, I mean, we were very familiar with each other. And they never charged me for anything, which is great.
Amazing.
But it was like a safe space. You know what I mean? Because I would roll in there and all, you know, forms of nights before. Anyways, I was like one beautiful fall day and I was like all walking around alone and I was like, I'm gonna get a pumpkin spice latte. And I walk in and order one and the barista just like dragged me to hell about it. He was like, a pumpkin spice latte, Tynan, really? I was like, what am I supposed to, like,
they're shilling it,
come on.
Pumpkin,
yeah, exactly,
spice pays your bills.
You
shut
make
up.
It what a, so, like, I'm not gonna like give you shit for ordering a fucking Cosmo.
Yeah.
Like, well, I probably would, so I probably deserve that.
They're delicious.
They are delicious.
I don't care what what you think of it, it's just delicious.
I rebuke anyone who doesn't like pumpkin spice.
And okay, I will say the Starbucks formulation is a little heavy on the sugar for
me. It's a lot. Yeah, I have to get like half the spice.
It is like twice the recommended limit of sugar you're supposed to have. But still,
completely.
It's a treat. It's a nice treat. And the fact that it got so popular is not my fault. Clearly, it's popular for a reason.
I was like rehearsing my rant in my head, like, just because something's good doesn't mean it's bad. And like, cut to me always talking shit about like Santal 33, like any chance I get, like anything anyone loves, I'm just like, it's not great.
We really can't throw that stone.
I should do some soul searching.
To be fair, I've never.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say, to be fair, Santal 33 sucks. Go on.
I was going to say, to be fair, I don't think I've ever insulted pumpkin spice lattes. I have just very quietly enjoyed them.
Yeah, that's
privately
true.
And quietly.
My
I've been made fun of for it, though, which is why it's quiet. And you know what? Don't shame people, because then it means that they're not as likely to be open with you.
Right.
You know who you are.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think talking shit about pumpkin spice is a lot like talking shit about the Kardashians in the year 2020. It's like, we know, like, okay, like, what else you got? It's like when Jamila comes after Kim Kardashian on Twitter. It's like, this is low hanging fruit. We all know, like,
that's true.
We all know fit tummy tea is bad. Yeah. Like, can you come up with something else?
That's like saying, it's like saying, like, donuts are bad, or like, you're basic for liking cupcakes. Oh, actually, people do say that. Never mind.
Also, cupcakes are awesome.
Cupcakes are great. It's a tiny singular cake for like a single serving.
Sometimes
so
when
polite.
I don't overline my top lip, my lips look like an upside down cupcake.
Anyway, when we were like researching, I should say Googling, because that's what it is. We were Googling material for this episode. What came up for me was a lot of like, so many pumpkin spice think pieces.
Yeah.
And a lot of them having to do with examining the backlash about pumpkin spice. Mostly having to do with food, not so much the scent, but it goes hand in hand with a lot of basically misogyny and the fact that things that lots of women like are like immediately thought of as like shallow or stupid or not important or just vapid. And I was like, you know what? Fox. You're onto something.
What were the examples you gave me before we started?
Oh, other things like salads, acai bowls, avocado toast, like all things that women popularize to a point of like, it's like an item of pop culture. Mm-hmm. There's like some deep-seated misogyny that says like, oh, no, those things are basic and stupid. And also like basic is a term that's generally used against women. Mm-hmm. Like not really basic dudes. What do you call basic dudes?
Dude,
yeah, I guess so. Oof, that's even more of a burn, actually. Yeah.
No, but you're right, though. I mean, they're right. All of those things. Like, God forbid anyone enjoy themselves. You know what I mean?
In this puritanical country, God, founded by pilgrims. Pilgrims love not enjoying stuff.
Pumpkins also love pumpkin spice. Wait. You know what I meant.
Yes, I know.
It's funny. When I was also doing my research about pumpkin spice, it was clear that just there's not that much available and or that much to say.
No.
The timeline of everything that I found was this. Nutmeg has been around since the dawn of time.
Yep.
And then cut to the 1930s. The first pumpkin spice recipe in the form of pumpkin spice cake showed up in the Washington Post.
I remember reading that McCormick, the spice company, you know, they make all those spices you still see today in the grocery store. They created pumpkin spice, which is just nutmeg, cinnamon, I think ginger, and
clove all and spice.
All spice is a spice. Wow, it's like a super spice.
Yeah.
All of those things in 1934, I believe. And that.
Did you just remember that?
Yes.
My God.
I'm a visual learner with numbers. It's weird. That's basically like the nexus of the pumpkin spice flavor and scent.
And didn't they originally call it pumpkin pie spice? And then in the 50s shortened it to pumpkin spice. And here we are today.
And here we are.
And Sephora, oh my God. Starbucks started selling pumpkin, or like testing pumpkin spice lattes regionally in Toronto and Washington or some
Washington DC. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In 20.
Or no, wait, no. I think you're right. Washington State, because that's where they're from.
Oh, Seattle, right?
Yes.
Oh, Seattle slaps. in 2013, they started testing them regionally. And
I thought it was 2003.
I thought it was 2013.
Wait, that's 2003.
Was it?
Yeah.
Shit.
It's been almost been around 20 years. That Pumpkin Spice is 17 years old.
What the hell am I saying? Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because it was the early 2000s.
But wait, am I right in saying that it was 2003 that they started testing them? They knew they had a hit. 2004, they rolled them out.
Yeah, they like released it initially in a few stores. Mm-hmm. And then once they like market tested and realized how popular it was, then they rolled it out.
Oh, I think what I'm thinking of and getting my dates wrong is that there wasn't actual pumpkin in the Starbucks spice formula until 2015.
Oh, yes, that's right. Because then they correct. I don't know. Why would you fix a non-broken thing?
Probably a legal thing, maybe. Don't you think?
Oh, maybe, because it's called pumpkin spice. Yeah, there's no pumpkin that in strikes it. False advertising.
Having worked with a very, very, very strict legal team every day of my life at my job, it's probably goes back to a legal thing.
Oh, well, now y'all got your
it
pumpkins.
Also kind of makes sense, though. I mean, when you look at it, because the syrup is so opaque and it feels so thick. I don't know. We didn't need the pumpkin in there.
Has it stopped sales? I don't think it has.
No.
They're not tasting the nuance. I think they just like the idea of it because it's such a cozy, seasonably welcoming beverage. Mm. And that's more what it's about than, I don't know, if it's like a perfect flavor.
I agree with that. Yeah. Also, it's just like, it's to a point, it's just so fucking sweet that it's like, what are you taste? Can you taste
yeah,
it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just sugar.
It really, it truly is. And good for that. Yeah. So yeah, Forbes did an article about it. And I believe the Forbes article is from 2015. And they said at the time, Starbucks had made $100 million off of the drink alone, which I mean, makes sense to me. Also, the Forbes article is very 2015 because it like it called what was their wording? It was so bad. It was like we would so not say it today, even though it's pretty recent history. They said, oh, they called it a calorific beverage. And and I was like, one, gross. Two, just like that wording. And then calorific was hyperlinked. And I was like, I wonder what this is, but I would be happy to find out.
A portal.
I clicked it. And it opened to the nutrition facts of the drink. Yeah. And I'm like, this is so bad.
That's ruined forever.
Again, can anyone enjoy anything?
I think it has
40... I sound like a Republican. I'm sorry. but like, don't do that about food. Come on. Also, the calorie count for a 16-ounce was like 380 calories, which is... I feel like we know that that's what we're getting ourselves into, if that's something you care about. Like, 380? Come on.
That's not as high as I thought. It would have been like 600.
Yeah.
But there are 49 grams of sugar, which is quite a lot.
Yeah, that's a ton. Oh my God. Every time I have a cookie now, my entire body hurts for 3 hours.
What?
I don't know.
My body loves cookies.
I mean, same. Like, I love some sweets. I just like, I'm getting old, dude.
Same. I can't do fried food as much.
I'm fine with fried, but I like spicy food more and more, which I've always really liked it. But lately it's just like not been... Do you guys like these episodes with no guests where it's just like fully a tangential spiral?
Well,
I do.
We'll see. As a Korean, I feel like I have to build up my spice tolerance. And I was always a spice baby since I was young, to the point where my mom would put a little cup of water whenever we had kimchi so I could swirl my kimchi in the water to like rinse off the little spice so I could eat it like a baby.
Every time I have something really spicy, I feel like my hair gets bigger.
I just sweat. You know? I sweat. I feel ill. I think I hallucinate.
I love that.
I'm like Homer with the ghost chili pepper. Just like going on a spiritual journey. That's me.
Sable's doing ayahuasca.
Yeah.
She's like
pretty much
seeing her childhood.
Yeah. So I'm like, I could take the spice. I could do it.
So funny.
Yeah, I'm aspirational though. I'll do it anyway. If someone's just like, we're gonna order like 5 chili peppers on this, like, is that cool? I'm like, totally.
It always seems like such a good idea.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Pain.
Fuck.
Speaking of spices. Oh, actually, this interesting historical tidbit in that the fact that America is founded on pumpkin spice, and I'll tell you how. So nutmeg, one of the key ingredients in pumpkin spice, a great spice that we love today. We love her. We use her today. Nutmeg. She's in everything.
Yeah, she slaps.
Nutmeg is widely hailed from Indonesia. And it was an area called the Spice Islands because that's where Europeans went to get nutmeg. They like fucking colonized Indonesia because we're like, we want your nutmeg. Dates back about 3,500 years, according to some sort of archaeologists, I guess.
Such a long time.
Not my job, but I'll take your word for it. So the Europeans, the reason they went to the Americas was to search for more spices because Indonesia wasn't giving it up. Or actually, no, they colonized Indonesia. So what am I talking about? They were like, we have this island. We want more spices. Yeah. So the Dutch founded New Amsterdam, which is like the old version of New York. Mm-hmm. They were there first. And they traded New Amsterdam to Britain in exchange for Pulauran, which is a nutmeg-producing Banda island in Indonesia, which Britain controlled. And then Britain's like, sick, we'll take New Amsterdam and we'll call it New York. And that's why New York is here, because they want the nutmeg.
Damn.
Crazy, right? They're like, in 500 years, we're going to make a latte and we need this space.
That's really called planning ahead.
I know, seriously. But yeah, I'm crazy about that nutmeg. So, you know, if you think about it, like this pumpkin spice craze has been in white people since before America.
Sable's taking it across me. Did her eye just boring into me? This is true.
You love it.
I love it.
And I love it too because I'm American.
I mean, pumpkin spice has proliferated far beyond lattes to essentially everything it
so
can. Like on last week's Bath and Body Works episode, I was even surprised hearing just how many iterations of pumpkin that they can come up with. Pumpkin marshmallow, pumpkin cupcake, cinnamon sweet apple pumpkin, whatever the hell it is, sweet cinnamon pumpkin, et cetera, et cetera. And just like, but it sells. You know what I mean?
And I think it's because people just, it's like the cozy factor. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Once like the leaves start falling from the trees, everyone's like, oh, sweaters, pumpkins, gourds.
I think it's also like the seasonality sort of implies scarcity. And I think that's like the minute you see it, you're like, oh shit, we have to enjoy this now.
That's true. It's limited edition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's like pumpkin spice, beef jerky. There's spam. There's...
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
No.
There was a limited edition pumpkin spice spam. That was kind of like a joke thing, and it like sold out.
Stop.
Like crazy. It became like a collector's item.
Hey.
Yeah. I actually remember that. I don't know why Spam was sending stuff, or maybe it was a brand that just like was making
a joke. Spam sends mailers. Claire gets them.
Because there was a spam mailer that was sent to the Allure offices with a can of pumpkin spice. I don't know who took that can home, but I just remember that was the first time I saw it, and I was like, this is a joke. And
yeah.
Like, no, it's for sale.
That doesn't sit right with my spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like, again, I'm like,
it's
well,
ham, right?
Yeah, it's ham.
I guess if I like backed out of the pumpkin moment, like the pumpkin concept, and just looked at the spices as related to ham, I could see it. I could understand it.
Well, like when you make a Christmas ham, don't you put cloves in it?
And like brown sugar.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think.
My mom does.
Yeah.
There's like the little clove nubbies.
So I guess I understand that.
Okay.
But still.
That's not too, it's still crazy.
Gross.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice beer.
Yeah. Those always seem like such a good idea, and they're not.
Ugh. I think like Jones Soda, that like novelty soda brand, they made a pumpkin spice flavor. Probably.
I bought pumpkin. I don't even want to say this out loud. I bought pumpkin spice protein powder once. And,
oh my God.
Because I was like, yum, like this will be good. Yeah. I'm making smoothies anyway.
Seasonal
like,
gains.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't. It actually tasted fine, but it felt like sawdust.
Ew.
And Claire, again, I texted her. I was like, oh my God, Claire, I bought this like pumpkin spice protein powder and it's awful. And she was like, yeah, who could have seen that coming? China. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Doesn't Trader Joe's sell a pumpkin spice body lotion or body butter that is great?
I think
great.
So.
I think my mom is obsessed with it. Whatever. I don't think it's Whole Foods. I think it's Trader Joe's.
Probably.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. I was in Home Depot this week, my favorite place.
Never heard of it.
And there was a big standalone display thing of pumpkin spice candles and pumpkin spice hand wash.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I did this to myself, but you know that Myers dish soap and hand soap and all that.
Yeah.
I was stomping through, oh my God, don't cancel me, Whole Foods, I know, Jeff Bezos, but they had seasonal Myers scents.
And I saw them too.
And like, I'm so excited.
Also at Home Depot.
About the peppermint Myers, but it's not out yet. So I bought the fall scent to pregame.
They have like acorn maple.
That's what I bought.
Oh.
It's like acorn spice or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a very strong scent when I'm doing my dishes. It's not bad. I'm just like, I, you know, it smells like dirty dishes and then like pumpkin spice. And I'm like, I don't know that this is like,
wait, was it dish soap or hand soap?
They had both, but I bought the dish soap. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's a very autumnal vibes in my apartment right now.
Ooh. Who makes Mrs. Meyers sense? Who is Mrs. Myers?
I don't know. Is it a Mrs. or is it just Myers?
I thought it was Mrs. She's a kept woman, Mrs. Myers.
I have to.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Maybe she was married to Dr. Bronner.
Whoa.
I know. Mind blown.
The power couple. What were we talking about?
Pumpkin spice.
Right. I was like, what's this episode about? I mean, you know, it's the end of the year. The year.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
I can't believe we're already to pumpkin spice season. And I keep being like, oh, it's so early for all this pumpkin spice energy. And I'm like, no, bitch, it's October.
I know.
Like, I was just outside my little crew neck and I'm like, I'm kind of cold.
It didn't feel like fall, I think, until this week when it finally dropped a bit in temperatures. And then now I was like, maybe I should get a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Let's go after those and get pumpkin spice.
Word, I'm down.
Let's go to Starbucks. I'm more curious to see when I go there who else is ordering them.
Yeah, they don't know me here, so they're not going to drag me like they did in Madison. I'm still bitter about that.
We have a fancy Starbucks in this town, in this neighborhood. What is it? It's like Starbucks Reserve.
Oh, you have one of those?
Everything's like brass and like mahogany.
Oh my God.
What does that mean? I'm positive Demeter has a pumpkin spice.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is Demeter still around?
I think so. They used to be in the Duane Reade by me. I don't believe they are anymore, but they were around as recently as like maybe like 4 or 5 years ago.
We should get them on the show.
Dude, yeah.
How good would that be?
That would be sick. Anyway, Demeter, if you're listening, call us. They have really interesting prompts for scents.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, why would someone want this not only as a scent? I get why a scent, but a body scent.
Yeah.
You know?
There's one like coffin or like dirt. And it never smells exactly like what it is. It smells like the elevated version of that. But they were what, like $15?
Yeah, they were not
like
expensive.
Like $20. Yeah, they were not expensive. So it's as like even as like a novelty, if you don't love it, you're like, ugh.
They also came in a bunch of sizes, I remember. So that were like dirt cheap. So if you wanted to one try something or just like buy a variety, you could still get out of there without like breaking the bank.
Yeah. They're a really interesting fragrance company in that way.
Yeah.
Just the concepts. And no one's really done anything similar, I don't think.
I think if you branded it differently, it could really pop.
Mm.
You know? Because they were sort of boring and sort of sterile, which I think was the point. But if you were a little more obnoxious about it, I think it would really happen.
I think they tried.
Really?
I feel like they started coming up with like trend scents.
Yeah.
That kind of speak to whatever's popular in the world now, mm-hmm. like pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
And that might have kept them relevant like here and there. But like ultimately, like, I don't know. I think they're running on fumes.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Hey.
But yeah. There's so many candles. I feel like the pumpkin spice candle is the moneymaker for any brand.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I know the brand we do not speak of.
Oh, yeah.
They have told me that their pumpkin spice candle is the moneymaker for the season.
I currently have one of their pumpkin spice candles in my cabinet. I have a ton of them.
Or maybe did I give it to somebody? I might have given it to someone, but like I did have one and I was like, this is a bit much for me.
I'll still burn their stuff if they keep sending it. There's something about the smell of pumpkin spice in a room, like from a candle, that is very appealing to me. But in practice, I'm like, I didn't want this. This was a great idea, but
I like it. I enjoy it for a minute and then I want it gone.
It's just always pumpkin spice has one volume and it's 10, yep. You know?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That's what it is. It's so in your face. It's so pushy mm-hmm. with the season. And sometimes you're like, I'm good.
The flavor, the scent, no matter who's doing it, it's like there's never one that is
subtle,
you know, and they're always sort of like, to me, the same amount of sweet, the same amount of intense, the same amount of everything. And this is, I just like, I love it so much, but I find myself getting sick of it really fast.
I feel like the type of people who ride for pumpkin spice like things at that level, though.
Yeah.
It's like extremes.
Which is kind of me. You know,
I mean, you even just said it's too much for you.
I know. I can't like level with it.
I don't know. I feel like any seasonal or limited edition thing, it's always in excess. Maybe because it is limited.
Because
edition.
It's limited. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you want to smell this for this one period of time, but you're really going to fucking smell it.
It's like you have to cram a year of intensity into a season.
Yeah. Basically.
I don't know.
I'm still just like, you know, most pumpkin spice stuff doesn't have pumpkin in it. Also,
yeah, even canned
the first
pumpkin. The first time you said that, it like blew my head off. And I was like, you're right. Pumpkin doesn't really have a smell.
Even canned pumpkin is like a lot of other squashes.
Yeah.
And like not that much pumpkin. Like if you've ever made a jack-o'-lantern and you like scrape that shit out, that doesn't look like the stuff you put in a pie.
Oh my God.
Think about it.
Oh yeah.
It's a hoax.
The bar I used to work at, we would do a jack-o'-lantern carving contest every year in the bar, which is disgusting and a bad idea. Like, don't give drunk people knives.
Oh, yeah. Really sharp ones, too.
Yeah, exactly. And all of the jack-o'-lanterns would, of course, just be perverted. Like, you give a bunch of drunk gays sharp objects and they're gonna look nasty. So there would be, like, seeds all over the bar. And of course, it's 3 a.m. I'm closing up. It's a weeknight. I'm pissed off. I'm like sandblasting these pumpkin guts off of the table that are already nasty. And these pumpkins would just be like staring at me, mocking me. Like, then the gross thing about pumpkins is that you never know that they're rotting until it's like far too late.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what I mean? So like a week or two later, we'd be like, oh, it's so festive. Then I'd pick one up to move it and wipe down a table and the thing would just collapse in my hands. It's like, okay, this is gross.
It's festive, that's but true. Gross. It's gross. Yeah, pumpkin carving. What a strangely violent activity.
Like artistic, but violent.
Yeah. You carve into this gourd's face and then you light it on fire from the inside.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you roast its remains and snack on them. I actually like that part. I haven't carved a pumpkin in years.
I could just, there are so many other things I could do that don't get my hands dirty.
True. It's like, for whose benefit is this?
I know. I don't even have a front stoop.
I don't have a stoop either.
So, like, put it on my fire escape. Yeah. I just put like a ponytail on it and plop it on my fire escape. Oh yeah, we have the list. We have the list of kooky pumpkin spice products. Ooh. Some of these I've never heard of. Some of these are, I don't even want to, these are so gross. Pumpkin spice Pringles. No, ma'am.
I'm curious. I would try one. I like novelty chip flavors. Wait,
are Pringles made of potato?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Are they baked? Why are they in shape? Are they baked?
I don't know.
Huh.
They look like the duck lips.
Yeah. If they were made of sweet potatoes, I could see this being a moment. Oh, that'd be cute. Yeah.
Sweet potato Pringle.
And like edible. We're giving away so many free Pringle ideas on this podcast.
Have they ever done that? They should.
Probably.
I want it.
Pumpkin spice pasta sauce.
Ugh.
I send it to hell. Like, what would that even...
Wait, okay. Sometimes there's like certain raviolis.
Like
butternut squash ravioli.
Yeah.
Like that could go...
That's fine.
Okay. That I will accept.
I don't know. Lady Gaga, I'm Italian, but I'm just like, I can't interact with pasta that doesn't have a red sauce.
Okay, yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you.
I can't. I'm
like,
fine.
Like, what about like Alfredo?
Well, I was going to say, I'm fine with cream sauces. I am lactose intolerant, so I can't engage with them, but like, I'll let them stay. But once white you start sauce. Like white pizzas and stuff, that's where I draw the line. It's like, that's a flatbread. That is not, it's like, no, I can't. But yeah, pumpkin spice, pasta sauce, not,
yeesh.
That's not from God.
Does it need it though? Like butternut squash ravioli is great with just like butter.
That's
I feel
fine.
Like the pumpkin spice ravioli I would be more amenable to than pumpkin spice pasta sauce.
So much of this is just like how they market squash.
Pumpkin is just another squash. Pumpkin ravioli. Oh, that's a thing. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Just make pumpkin spice ravioli. Like, what are you guys doing?
I'm hungry.
I'm actually pretty hungry.
Why are we always starving when we record this?
Because I don't eat before we record this for like no stupid reason. I had a croissant. That's it. Oh, and some grapes, but they were really big.
Some grapes?
Really big grapes.
How do you always get the biggest fruit on earth?
The bodega near me just has this comically large fruit, and I only buy it because it's so big, and I just think it's funny.
You have blueberries the size of your palm, like, weekly.
I know. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
I love it. It's probably terrible, but I love it.
Right, yeah. They're just, like, full of hormones.
GMO.
Pumpkin spice hummus. I have seen sweet hummuses, and I'm not aligned.
Like, I feel like...
I keep seeing chocolate hummus, and worse, I see people eating it. And I'm like, I just don't.
Mediterranean does not approve. I would try it.
I don't think I would try it. I'm not that strong.
But that's it, probably.
I'll eat anything, but like I don't.
Chocolate hummus.
No.
Bleh. Ugh. What do you eat that on? A Triscuit?
Yeah, exactly. Like broccoli? Like what
broccoli,
do you
mean? Chocolate broccoli.
I'm like.
Yeah, some crudité with that. Gross.
Gross.
Guys, calm down. Pumpkin spice Cheerios. Okay, that actually sounds kind of cute.
Yeah, I would.
I'd fuck with that.
I'm with that.
Mm-hmm.
Cereal is so good.
Cereal just reminds me of being a child.
I know. It's funny. Cereal is the only thing that I look back and I think like, what were my parents doing? They were just like dumping bags of sugar into my face. But
I
like,
I was not allowed to have the sugary ones.
I see. I was, and I'm shocked.
They like, fool you with like, they're like, it has fiber. It's
I was eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah. Like, who were they? What were they fooling us with?
Once in a blue moon, we were allowed to have sugary cereal. And I think I loved Corn Pops. I love corn in anything.
Yeah.
If there's like corn flavored shit, I'd go for that. Sweet or savory. Corn is so versatile. Why isn't corn the fall season flavor?
Oh.
What? Why did pumpkin spice unseat corn?
It's sweeter.
Oh, corn, man. We got to rebrand corn. Well, we She's got to make a comeback.
Is that the hill we want to die on in 2020? Yes. Okay. All right. I'm with it. I support corn. You. I support you. This would be relatively easy to do. Yeah. We could gentrify corn.
We could do it. We've already done it. Corn's in everything.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Corn syrup. Anyway, I love corn. Next up, pumpkin spice beef jerky. Ooh.
Like, I want to know that exists. I want to see the receipts for that.
I don't doubt that it exists, Oy. But I won't eat it. Mm-mm. Slim Jim, what are you doing?
Like,
that was my, like, Slim Jims were always my guilty, like, gas station food, like, when I was on tour.
I love that.
My stupid old band.
I love that for you.
We, like, go to gas stations and they're like, oh, let's get some snacks. And, like, I would just be like, oh, I never see these anywhere. So I'd just, like, get a Slim Jim and I'd eat it and then I'd be like, oh, that's why I don't like these.
Slim Jims are so good.
They're hard to eat. They make you work for it, though.
They feel like hair.
What?
Yeah, you know?
No.
Like once, you, wait, you know, like once you bite through the casing and they kind of snap and they're like hairy. It's like a sardine. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I've been eating some bad Slim Jims.
Maybe.
I don't know.
There's like a skin on it, mm-hmm, that crunches kind of.
Yeah. And then you get but to the like the soft
chewy
meat.
Yeah. Soft processed meat. Yeah, I never felt great after eating them. I'd always feel like a little ill, but it was like such a guilty indulgence.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is dog food, but...
Truly.
I have no doubts it would survive an apocalypse. So I'm like, if I ever have a bomb shelter, I'm just going to fill it with a lot of Slim Jims.
Let's fill it with Slim Jims and Twinkies.
Yep.
I'm sure there's pumpkin spice Twinkies.
Oh, there's got to be.
Have you seen people doing the Trader Joe's pumpkin spice hauls?
No.
That's all. I keep getting served ads for it on YouTube or whatever. And I'm like, this is not what I'm here for. YouTube is already cursed enough. Like, get this off of my recommended page.
Haul videos in general weird me out.
Yeah, agreed.
Just the idea of look at what I bought. I'm like, oh, we've reached the stage of capitalism. Okay.
I agree, but also...
It's like a debutante, but for capitalism.
But it's also like, that's so much of what anything on YouTube is, just not as frank. Like a beauty tutorial is that, you know?
No, but... Beauty tutorials show you techniques. You can learn something from a beauty tutorial.
That's true.
Like, hauls are literally like, it's like my Forever 21 haul. And I'm like, I don't give a shit what sweatshop labored skirt you bought. That you're probably not going to wear.
I know.
Twice.
Also, like, the views on videos like those, I just feel like those came from the wrong audiences. Like, those are hate views is what I'm trying to say.
You know what? It very well could be.
You know?
But I'm boggled. I don't have the words. I have no words. But yeah, Trader Joe's hauls. That almost makes more sense to me because you can get an idea of someone's impression of something. Actually, wait, are they eating the food? Are they trying the food? Or are they just showing you what they bought?
Oh, I haven't engaged.
Okay,
can't. That takes me to a dark place.
Because if it was like a review, that'd be like, okay, that makes sense. If it's just look at what I bought at the end, I'm like, that's fucking useless.
Yeah. I guess I should have watched before I brought it up. But like, I don't know. Just I can't even get past the thumbnails half the time. You know? I'm just like, this is all I need.
Trader Joe's has like a strangely fanatical presence. Like, people really love Trader Joe's.
I can't do it.
I like them.
The lines.
Yeah. No, you're right.
In New York. Okay. I cannot bring myself. We were just talking about lines before we started, but like, you wait outside in a line, and then to shop, you shop through the store in the same line until the line gets to the checkout. That's correct, right? I haven't tested this myself because I refuse. I won't wait in line for a bar. I won't wait in line for a club. I don't want to wait in line for anything.
The last time I went to a Trader Joe's was probably like 3 or 4 years ago. Ugh. And there used to be only one location on 3rd Avenue and 14th Street. And then they opened one in Chelsea. They opened one on the Upper West Side, I think. Mm-hmm. And then there's one or two more downtown. So the lines were like a little bit alleviated, but still, it's just intense.
I'll shop at Trader Joe's anywhere else, but you know, the one in Madison was perfectly normal. But then I moved to New York City, the seventh ring of hell. And like, there are lines like around the block.
Yeah.
For what? Cookie butter?
Yeah.
Get a life.
For speculoos. I want that. I will say, like, they have unique items that other grocery stores just don't have, and they're very well priced.
Yeah, it's cheap as shit. So I'm with that. I mean, save your money. So yeah. I just, my, like, barrier of entry is just, I hate the grocery store. It gives me a little bit of anxiety. I just don't like being there. So that is, like, if that's you, I respect it. I support it. Go save your money. Go get your little pumpkin spice haul. Tell me about it. Don't bring me with you.
Yeah, I think you just have to task wrap it for yourself.
Yeah.
Just send a task rabbit to Trader Joe's for you.
Honestly. Also, when does pumpkin spice season end? Mm. And what is post-pumpkin spice? Is it just holiday?
True.
Because,
it's just holiday.
Because what is the scent of holiday? I was thinking about this last night.
Peppermint. Lots of peppermint.
I think it's... See, I ride cane for peppermint, but it's never enough. I think more so... I think the quote holiday scent is like apple, cinnamon, and potpourri. Don't you think? That sort of like holiday candle. I think that permeates all of it.
Stuff.
And I love clove.
Clove scent.
But yeah, it's like we graduate from pumpkin spice to this like generic red holiday scent.
Red. The smell of red.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean though?
I totally do.
It's just like, and it's always the same.
Evergreen. Pine.
Like, yeah, it's like all trees. You have like a red scent and a green scent. It's like you have the cinnamon potpourri apple scent or the, what are trees called? Not trees, sorry. fir trees, evergreen trees?
Evergreen trees?
Pine trees. That's what I mean. What's pine a Christmas? Meals. What are Christmas trees?
Pine? Yeah, they're pine trees.
We never had real trees, thank God.
Oh, wow. The last time I had a real tree was my last apartment when I cohabitated with a partner and he did all of that. So I was like, cool, great.
Every time, like my coworkers last year were like, you don't have a Christmas tree. You're not getting yourself a Christmas tree. Are you okay?
Dude, and I was
like,
live in a studio apartment.
I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I would get myself a tree if I was like, what am I going to do with it? Look at it.
Where
like,
am I going to put it? In my fucking apartment.
Honestly.
Nowhere.
I would.
It's a fire hazard.
I would think about getting a pink tree and hanging it from the ceiling because I think that would be cute.
I like a wreath.
But also like, I'm fine. I'm good. I keep, you know, the holidays in my heart.
Yeah. I love the smells.
I hated the holiday season growing up. Mm. I mean, I was raised by like a stockbroker and a small business owner. It wasn't the most joyous time of the year. However, now they're a bop. Now we drink champagne at breakfast on Christmas Day. It's great. Getting older rocks.
It does, truly. I should just like, well, I don't know if it's possible this year, but I'm like, I should just get out of town for Christmas.
Everything is so much more fun when you're old.
I know. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go home most of December and I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Going home, aka to my parents' house. I'm like, I'm just going to Queens.
I know. I was like talking to my mom this week and I realized that after I said it, I just basically told her I was coming home. I was like, I'm going to be home all of December. And she was excited, thank God. But I was just like, you are so rude. Like, just like, I'm moving back in for a month. I'm not.
What if
but
she was like, oh, actually.
My parents are so fun and crazy. Oh my God. If it was not, you know, 2020, the year from hell, I would not put a pass and be like, we're gonna be gone on vacation in Italy all year because like now they do fun things, and I'd be like, okay, well I'm still coming home, so but I'm just gonna go home and like cook with my mom and I'm gonna go to Madison and get so drunk. I'm kidding. And then anyways I was thinking about that last night too, the generic holiday smell. Mm-hmm. And just like, what does it mean and why? Oh, we're gonna do a holiday episode though, we can't get into this yet. I love seasons.
Well,
I hope this makes sense when we edit it.
You know what? Just put it on as background noise. It's fine.
It's fine.
It'll be like you invited two friends over and they just ignored you and talked to each other the whole time.
One friend and me. So yeah, let us know.
You know what? Let us know if you love pumpkin spice.
Wait.
What are your feelings?
Also, yes, do that. Also, we threw one of those Instagram question things up on the Smell You Later story and you guys went off. That was so much fun. Thank you for that. Let's do that again. So I guess when we say let us know, like literally do that. Go to smellyoulater.mp3 on Instagram. Go to our little story and let us know. Like, I don't know, like whatever you want, you know, go wild with it. Let us know your favorite pumpkin spice flavor, product, scent, place to get it.
Do you love it? Do you hate it?
Any, you know, tell us whatever you want. We're your sounding board.
Yeah.
Just be nice to
tell
us and each
all
other.
Tell us your secrets. Tell us your social security numbers.
Please.
Cool.
Also, you are having some fun in our DMs. You guys are crazy.
I'd love to see it.
Oh my God. Anytime I go in there and see like four message requests, I'm like, oh my God, here they go again. Shady bitches. So yeah, follow me at Tiny Buck.
And I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
Love you. Smell you later.
Smell you later.